afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures back to the 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Melissa Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly late-night shooting. Police say 27-year-old LaQuentin Brown was shot and killed in the 4700 block of Parktown Way last night. So far, no arrests have been made. A Montgomery woman says her dog was picked up by animal control and taken to the Montgomery Humane Society, but then the dog went missing. She was initially told the dog had probably gotten loose from the shelter, but the next day she found out that the dog had been euthanized. The Humane Society says it was a case of mistaken identity. Montgomery Public Schools has reopened the magnet application for high schools only until Tuesday, July 30th at noon. The process has been reopened to fill vacant slots at Booker T. Washington, LAMP, and Brubaker Technology High Schools. A very limited number of slots are available and vary by grade level. Interested parents must complete the application by noon Tuesday to be considered. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Officers in the San Fernando Valley near L.A. spending a tense 13 hours hunting for a man they say shot his entire family.
One by one, the 16 Marines pulled from the formation by authorities arrested, said the Marine Corps, for alleged involvement in various illegal activities from human smuggling to drug-related offenses.
The Senate Intelligence Committee released that report on Russian meddling with a big warning for the next election.
Jeffrey Epstein is on suicide watch in a New York City jail after the disgraced financier was found unresponsive in his cell with marks on his neck.
Robert Mueller testified before Congress. Democrats are still debating whether to pursue impeachment of the president.
James Monsees, the co-founder of Juul, a nicotine vape brand popular with teenagers, now worth billions. He was grilled by Congress and he said they never intended the product to be used by minors.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. We have some breaking news here. Martha Roby has decided that she is not going to seek re-election in 2020. So there's going to be some scrambling for the March primary. And that's not very far away. That's 7 months away. So who will be out there running for Martha Roby's position?
That's right.
Interesting. What state House and Senate members, former or present, would want to do that, or city council people, or people who have run before? Interesting. 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in. Reminder, first time callers need to let Joey the producer know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, and then any caller can get in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Oh, I'm glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. By the way, Fresh Market has got the premium and the prime ribeye steak on sale until next Tuesday. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hello, Dan and Joey.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How about y'all?
Very good.
Well, that's great. That's great. Just start out by saying God bless our president. God bless America. What a wonderful day in America, Dan. I have discovered a decoding device.
Yeah.
That can actually decode everything that the Democrats do along with the left radical media.
Okay.
And this is the way it goes. Very simple, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever any of these mainstream radical left-wing commie no-good rotten haters of America says, just think the opposite, because they're actually telling you what they are. And the same thing with the media. The media says A, then you automatically know it's B. You can operate off them two standards, and that's the decoding device to decode our wonderful fake media and our great democratical left-wing American haters party. What do you think about that, Dan?
Yeah, I think that's a good, you know, when they say left, it really is right, up is down, mm-hmm. down is up. It's just the opposite of whatever yeah. they're saying. I like that.
Very, very simple to do, yes. Dan, you know, I was watching the news the other night. I was looking through channels, and I was flying through the channels as I was heading to Fox, and I said, hold up here a minute. Let me see what they're talking about here on ABC or NBC, whatever it was. And it was talking about all the Russian involvement in the last presidential election. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell everyone out in your radio audience that it was a sad day, because do you know that Obama and none of his administration did nothing about this?
Yep. It's, okay, my phone is blowing up on this Martha Roby thing.
But anyway, the point is being made that Obama is the president at the time that they're talking about this. This is fake news at its best, people. Pay attention, and let's just keep cruising to the presidential election. One other thing I want to ask you, Dan, about Todd Strain. I know he's leaving from down there as mayor of the city. Do you see any prospects in the future for him in any type of political role?
I don't. I think he was a really good mayor. I would like to have seen him run one more term, but Linda, his bride, just couldn't take it anymore. And so I think he'll be greatly missed. I think he's going to go be with his bride, be with his children, be with his grandchildren.
Yeah, Martha Roby says she's stepping out. Well, I sure hope Jeff Sessions don't jump up, because he'll have to win that seat.
Problem is, Jeff Sessions doesn't live in the district, but we'll know.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay. Okay, well, that was a thought. All right, guys, that's all I got for this weekend. Just looking forward to the weekend, and I'm going down to Fresh Market and do some things this weekend downtown, have some good times.
Well, you enjoy yourself and be very, very careful, Rodney.
Yes, y'all also be careful.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, a bunch of people kind of lunged at me there. Remember, Jay Love ran against the original Bobby Bright.
Mm-hmm.
And only missed winning by, I think it was like 400 votes.
There's a guy who used to be in the state Senate.
Dick Brubaker?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that Dick would do that.
He doesn't want to with his family.
Because of the car business stuff. Mm. I don't know. He's smart enough to know that he could figure out a way to do that on a legal basis, because Fed rules are a lot different than the state rules. State were draconian.
I just, knowing him a little bit, I think, without going into detail, I think certain family matters might keep him at home. Want to.
So who else are some people that are out there? Arch Lee?
Arch could. I'm kind of drawing a blank.
Becky Gerritsen?
She could. She ran before.
It's going to be interesting. There's a big difference running against an incumbent in an open field in a Republican district. And there's a big vote down in Dothan, so who's going to be down in Dothan? There's another guy's name who's running for mayor right now, David Woods.
Ah, yes. And this mayor's race could be a nice way to get your name ID
out. Get your name ID out. He's, you know, you see he's doing all the stuff on WCOV where he's got his, he's using the Dick Brubaker effect of using his business as a kind of a platform. But guess, you know, his family is from Dothan.
Oh, okay.
They own WTVY. And Charles Woods and David, I believe, grew up in Dothan before they moved here and took over COV. So they've got the name down in Dothan, so that could be an interesting combination. Something to think about. I tell you, little bluebirds landing all over the place. It's, I know this can make Rick Peters happy with the advertising. He'll be a happy camper out there. Let's do this. Laura Ingraham was really good, had DeGeneva and Yoon, who's a former deputy attorney general. And they are going to be talking about what we talked about yesterday, and that is the clearance process. When you are going to work on a team and you're going to be working on a case, you need to make sure you don't have any conflicts of interest. Let's listen to DeGeneva.
Best course of action here, should Lindsey Graham hold hearings on Capitol Hill as chair of the Judiciary Committee and bring the real authors of this report before the committee, Weissman and Ree, and find out why this recusal was not done and whether any conflict check was actually done in this case?
Absolutely. It won't do any good to file complaints with bars because bars are not going to do anything about these people. Lindsey Graham has a wonderful opportunity before the final report from Horowitz comes out and John Durham has finished his work as an interim accountability step. He should hold a hearing. He should have Weissman. He should have Ree. He should even invite Mueller to testify about why he didn't engage with these people. Clear conflicts of interest. They should have never been on this case. They should have absolutely been precluded from becoming involved in these cases, and nothing was done about it. And the reason is, Weissman went about this from the very beginning, before he was ever appointed. He told Mueller, I want to be on this. I want to be the one you use. Mueller gave him the job. Mueller didn't even care whether or not he had conflicts. Mueller has been absolutely absent, AWOL.
Not even a figurehead. A figurehead would know more than Mueller would know.
God, embarrassing.
So the premise, which we kind of brought up yesterday, is that the attorneys were running the show, led by Weissman and led by the chief of staff. We know Weissman hated Donald Trump. We know Weissman did the Papadopoulos dropping the cash in his lap deal. And this could be interesting to see what happens with this, because they're kind of saying, look, they didn't, and I had a former prosecutor tell me this, is that you've got to clear anybody who works on the case. You're asking them, do you have any conflicts with this case? Because if you do, you can't be on it. And was that question ever asked? So now former Deputy Attorney General Yoo is going to comment on it.
John Yoo, a U.S. Department of Justice Standards of Congress Conduct, we'll put up the full screen graphic. Obtaining advice and approval on ethics-related matters. An employee should contact his or her designated ethics official for advice or approval when the employee is assigned in a matter in which his or her official actions may affect the employee's own financial interest or the interest of any person or entity whose interests are imputed to the employee. There's another provision about if any question arises as to your impartiality, which is the operative one in this case, then you must go for approval to the ethics official. We have no record of there having been given any approval from the ethics official at DOJ.
As a former Justice Department attorney, as Joe was, you're supposed to take it on yourself to ask yourself, can I be impartial? It's not even whether I can be impartial. It's also, would anyone knowing about my work, say from my past clients or my personal friends or political contacts, would anyone on the outside question the impartiality of the Justice Department if I participated? And you're supposed to report that. A good attorney will do it themselves. They don't need to be prodded or attacked or questioned by someone on the outside. And as you say, it doesn't look like anybody brought that to anyone's attention. You would think that if you were representing the Clinton Foundations or your personal friends were working for the Clinton campaign, and then you're working on an investigation where the origins of the very facts of the investigation seem to have been fed into the Justice Department by the Clinton campaign, that's a perfect example for when you should be recusing yourself.
That is a perfect example. Here's going to be a question. Are there any emails that we're going to be discovering out of this whole thing that's going to show a prejudice there?
The IG report is now feeling like August because of new witnesses' information.
Late August, early September.
I'll be sure to play the Earth, Wind, and Fire if it's September.
I like it. Okay, so now Joe DeGeneva is going to be talking about the ethics office approval for these things. Or was it?
Joe, I want to read provision 4. So the employee has to ask the ethics officer for approval if the employee is asked to participate in a matter that might cause a reasonable person to question his or her impartiality. Right. So that's the operative.
And here's what's important. Yesterday, Bob Mueller lied. He was asked by committee members, did you have any conflicts of interest? He said no. That is false. He did have conflicts of interest, and in fact, he got waivers for them after he was appointed. So he knew that you had to deal with conflicts, and he never required Weissman or Ree or anybody else to deal with their conflicts. This is a major, major ethical flaw in everything that he did. By the way, the investigation was tainted from day one by all of these biased people, and it's a joke.
Why are there no sanctions? Again, Republicans tend to just declare victory and move on without actually getting to the underlying punishment that is necessary to prevent this from happening again. You and I and John, we've all talked about what happened in the Kavanaugh case. A leak out of that committee went to the Washington Post and spread all over the media about the accusations against Kavanaugh. No investigation. Right, John? Right, Joe? No investigation.
Where's the committee?
Where is the Republicans, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like they just want to, you know, shake their hands and move on. You cannot do that. Right, Joe?
That's it. You have to have it. In fact, Durham.
Lindsey Graham has got to bring them before the committee.
They have to come before the committee and answer questions.
Okay, now who is in charge of the Mueller investigation? Rosenstein. So, you remember the president said multiple times, he said 14 Democratic attorneys. You remember him saying that?
Yes.
And so is this a case that Rosenstein was looking the other way? And did Rosenstein ever have kind of a conversation with Mueller? You know, you've got Andrew Weissman on here who got overturned by the Supreme Court 9-0 and probably doesn't like Trump. Or did you ask anybody if they have any animus against Trump?
Sounds like Mueller didn't.
Didn't sound like anything was done. Didn't sound like Rosenstein suggested it or Mueller did it. Duke, hang on for me. Gotta go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
school's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. Joey, how much can you save on video conversions at Dan Black Studios if you tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener?
Did you say 40%?
I said 40%.
Wow.
But you have to tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, and you have to do it before July the 31st.
Are you sure that's right? How are they making money?
40% off, so you need the VHS, Betamax, 8mm, convert it.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Black, get ready to copy, boys and girls. 334-676-1734. 676-1734. Tell them you heard on Dan Morris Show. 40% off now until July the 31st. Take advantage of it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how are y'all today?
We're doing really, really well. How about you?
I'm doing great. I was just calling. Do you think the American people see the Democrats are just obsessed with trying to do anything they can to destroy this man?
That is a great question, and let me tell you what I think is happening here. I think that they did that press conference today, and I think it played well in Rhode Island. I think it played well in New York. I think it played well in California. I think it probably played well in Chicago and Illinois. I do not think it played well in Middle America. Jerry Nadler and
is creepy.
And Swalwell, they are just they say things as if they're fact, but you know that they don't know what they're talking about.
Nadler's just a creepy little fella, huh? I don't know, but it's just amazing. They're nothing's getting done in Congress because of this, and it's just ridiculous. What are the chances of us taking the House back?
Well, it depends. It all depends on what type of candidates we have. For example, I don't know if you heard me say, but Martha Roby is not seeking re-election. It's not that seat is in danger of going Democrat, but it's all about the quality of candidates. We learned that in the Roy Moore running against Doug Jones. If you've got 40 good candidates, you will win, I believe, 40 Senate seats, or congressional seats.
Name we didn't mention, he ran last time against Martha, is Bobby Bride. He ran as a Republican. It'd be interesting if he gets back into it.
Yeah, but he got slaughtered.
Yeah, he did.
Do you think if they do try to impeach him, do you think that'll help the Dems or hurt them?
I think it'll hurt them if they try. Here's what I think is going to happen is that they do the impeachment, even if they continue on with the way they're going now, post-IG report and post-Durham report, I think they're going to look really, really bad, and I think that is going to hurt the Democrats. What will happen is they'll nationalize the election. So to put Jerry Nadler in his place, you got to take out the guy who won Dana Roybacker's seat in California. That's what it's going to get down to.
Wow.
Well, you have to have a good candidate. You cannot have just a corpse up there. You have to have a good candidate.
I got you. Hey, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Let me guess. Your birthday is 8/8.
You got it.
You're in, Duke. You're in.
All right, brother. You have a good weekend. You too, Joey. Take care.
Thanks. Papa B, hang on for me. I want to leave you plenty of running room. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. House Judiciary Chairman and Democrat Jerry Nadler wants grand jury information from the Russia probe. He's beginning an impeachment investigation into President Trump.
There appears to be compelling evidence of the president's misconduct outside of the four corners of the redacted version of the Mueller report, and we will work to uncover that evidence as well.
Not all House Democrats are on board with the effort, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And for the first time, she met today privately with progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, downplaying their differences.
The Congresswoman is a very gracious member of Congress.
Ocasio-Cortez has accused the speaker of being disrespectful for criticizing newly elected women of color. And the UK is set to leave the EU in less than 100 days. But new Prime Minister Boris Johnson is focusing on domestic issues. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We knew that nice weather pattern wouldn't last too long, but finally now it's fading. Tonight, mostly clear, not as cool as it has been. Overnight, low temperature 69. Tomorrow and Sunday, you'll start to feel more and more humidity. It's going to be hot and humid with a high temperature in the lower 90s. There'll be some spotty, widely scattered storms here and there in the afternoon and evening hours, and then more of the same on Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures back to the 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend, Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing just great. I'm ready for the weekend. Throw some steaks on the griddle here, bud.
There you go. Let me ask you an appraisal question. Because of the housing debacle of 2008-09, used to be you cannot request a particular appraiser. Is that still true?
You can't. The rules have changed, as you know, you would think they would change. Every time, then, you know, the financial crisis hits, things become more regulated. Go back to the S&L crisis, which is really what created the independent appraisal business, or not maybe created it, but you know, got it going in a way where banks had to use an independent appraiser, because before then all they had was in-house appraisers, which right. You know, it could have been a loan officer or a bank executive, and they'd just go out, they'd look at the property, they might write up a little report, but usually it was just like a one-page thing, and they'd assign a value to it, and bing, bang, boom, there you go. After the S&L crisis, of course, you know, the standards, the appraisal board, appraisal standards and practices took over with congressional oversight, and you know, required independent appraisal and independent appraisers. After the last crash, you know, or before the last crash, a realtor, a mortgage company, a bank, well, they had their own favorite little appraisers that, you know, well, pretty compliant sometimes, unfortunately. And, you know, that went out the window after the last crash, where you have now appraisal management companies. So you have an extra arm's length between a lending institution and the appraiser.
That's what I thought. Somebody asked me that question. I said, I believe it's so pervasive, and the way they were doing the zero down loans and everything, that no, you cannot request a particular appraiser.
Not to belabor the point, but you know, that's one of the reasons that basically I stayed in business all the way through, because you know, I never did, you know, get on these you know, good lists, whatever they were, you know, the list of people that were preferred, I presume. And I was hired, you know, afterwards to do a lot of the post-mortem work to try to figure out what happened, where the bodies were buried type thing. And, you know, it was intense work, but needed work. So, but anyway.
Okay, now moving to the subject matter. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, so Rosenstein. You know, you mentioned him earlier about he was in charge. He was over the whole Mueller report thing. You know, Rod Rosenstein is well familiar with the rules of engagement. He knew that you weren't supposed to hire lawyers that had, you know, political animus toward the president. So did Mueller, even in his befuddled state, and others. He knew very well that, you know, the misuse of the FISA court was going on. They know it. They knew it. It's questions like these that have me always scratching my head. How in the world did they allow it to happen? And it just brings me back to the only thing that I can think of, and that is this had to be some sort of counterintelligence operation within the FBI, Dan. Don't you? Can you see that, or is that?
Well, I'll give you another theory that happens is that lawyers are a tight community, and so I think Rosenstein had respect for Mueller. He's the one who chose Mueller. The question is, who suggested him? And did he interview him? And what was that interview like? That I have a ton of questions now about that. But, you know, Mueller's very highly respected. I think that Rosenstein would have basically bowed down to that. Former FBI director, you know, U.S. attorney, yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
And what you do is you end up looking the other way. And it may not be exactly right, but you have, you know, you look the other way. And that's what happens with a lot of problems that happen in Washington. People look the other way. I think that there was more of a plan on Weissman's part and others, but I'm not sure that Rosenstein just didn't pay attention, didn't think it through.
Yeah,
versus part of a cabal.
I got to think that he was smarter than that. But, I mean, maybe not. I just, you know, it just kind of has me continuing. There's a lot of questions, as you said. Why did they do these things? And how could it have been allowed to go on and happen? But I'm sure we'll find out, as you say, in the fullness of time. There's one other thing I'd like to say.
Sure.
Jeff Sessions. I like the guy. I think the world of him. I hate the things that ended the way they did for him. But I'm wondering, Dan, what do you think the chances are after all the dust settles, after all the smoke clears, we're going to find out that Jeff Sessions actually did a lot of good things that were and are now under the radar?
That helped towards the end result?
Yes. And help round up a lot of bad guys.
I don't know. I'll tell you what the rumor is in Washington is that what Bill Barr is doing right now, Jeff Sessions would have never been able to do.
Okay.
That is talked out loud at cocktail parties. That's a very understood thing, and these people know. You know, I'm from Alabama, and know how I feel about Jeff Sessions.
Yeah. Well, hope springs eternal, and he's such a great guy. I really hate that, like I said, things ended the way they did. And I'm just hopeful, I guess, that there were some things that he did and, you know, set his predicates, you know, for what is going to eventually come all out here. So, but anyway, guys.
Well, I'll tell you one of the best things that could happen to Jeff Sessions. And I'm not trying to sway the election here, but I think if Bradley Burns is elected U.S. Senator, I think that would help Jeff Sessions out a lot. I know Bradley real well. We go out to dinner and that kind of stuff. But he told me, you know, I asked him how Sessions is doing. He says, well, he talks to him almost every day. And sees him an awful lot, and you know, he's holding his head high, and he's still really involved in a lot of things. But I think Bradley, more than any other candidate, would kind of help help Jeff Sessions make a transition.
I don't understand. So can you kind of explain that a little
in
bit?
In other words, instead of him being not seen, not heard, and just kind of gone, I think he can make a kind of a transition back into the public eye. Because if I'm doing the PR on that, I'm going to have a picture of Bradley Byrne, new U.S. Senator, talking to Jeff Sessions, the former U.S. Senator, and I'm going to do that kind of seeking advice from Jeff Sessions type thing. And
well, he's still highly respected and very well liked, I think, throughout the state. Do you think that he's still got some really good PR?
I think there's some people out there that are kind of miffed about the whole what happened to Jeff Sessions. I've talked to Bradley about this. I think he needs to make a comeback into the public arena. And Bradley would say to me, you know, he's not quite ready to do that right now. Maybe after this election and see how things go.
Well, he still has a lot to contribute if he
He so really
desires,
does. Absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, I'm going to enjoy some steaks. I'm going to try to cook them the right way, the way that Dan Morris has taught me how to over the years.
There you go. Cook them up, baby, and have when you put that first bite in your mouth, think of Dan and Joey.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Ta-ta.
We'll see you.
We ended with three, so we haven't gotten to four. And they're going to be talking about getting them before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then listen to Joe's comment here.
John, would they deny and say, no, I'm not coming? Or would they be under an affirmative obligation to appear? How would that work?
Well, I think a lot of them have left the Justice Department now. So what I would do, actually, in addition to Graham and Congress, because Congress can't really punish anybody, is I think you go to Attorney General Barr. And you say, these people worked at the Justice Department, they abused the procedures, they did not report these ethical problems. So the Attorney General, the Justice Department, could perhaps launch an investigation and see if there were laws broken.
Well, yeah, because you were supposed to get approval, and there's a mechanism, of course, I was reading this tonight, that allows for a formal complaint, Joe.
That's right.
At the Justice Department. I want to take a closer look at one of the hires that they didn't vet, because people hear these names, they forget what their history was. Jeannie Rhee, okay? This attorney has a long history with ties to the left. Now, she served in the Obama DOJ. She twice represented the Clintons. And Rhee gave thousands of dollars to Hillary in the 2016 election. So, Joe, either Mueller was nothing more than a ghost at the investigation, or he perjured himself on the stand. What could possibly be the case?
Bob didn't care about any of this. He was a phantom. This was the Andrew Weissman investigation.
Should have been called the Weissman report.
Weissman wanted Jen Rhee on that. He didn't care about her conflicts. He wanted her on the staff. He got her on the staff. And the reason was they were all Clintonistas. They hated Trump. They wanted to get him. This was a rigged investigation from the beginning. And by the way, Lindsey Graham can subpoena Rhee and Weissman. They have to come. The fact that they're former DOJ employees doesn't absolve them from appearing before a committee.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the things I've heard about Barr, and Joe DeGeneres kind of made a suggestion Barr won't do anything, but this is kind of right up Barr's alley, and it's in his narrative that he's looking for. So I don't know, maybe he will do something with it. Okay, so Mitch McConnell, damn Mitch, calling him Communist Mitch on Morning Joe today, because the Russian Mitch, because he's aiding with the Russians to steal our election. So he's going to be talking about Mitch McConnell blocks election security, Nancy Cordes.
A new bipartisan report from the Senate Intelligence Committee says Russia targeted election systems in all 50 states in 2016, more than previously known. And it issued blunt warnings about the 2020 election. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. So, Nancy, what else are we learning about from the report?
Well, this is a bipartisan report, Vlad, 2 years in the making, and it says that significant vulnerabilities remain in the U.S. election system ahead of 2020. This is something that Robert Mueller touched on as well at his hearings. This report cited as examples aging voting equipment, paperless machines with no backup, and insecure voter registration databases. Senator Mark Warner, who's the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, spoke about some of the ways to guard against interference on CBS this morning yesterday. Now, Senate Democrats did try to push through more funding for election security yesterday, but the GOP leader, Mitch McConnell, blocked that bill. He called it a partisan effort and said that the Trump administration has already done a lot to boost election security.
By the way, Congresswoman Omar, she's getting a divorce from her husband.
Trouble in paradise?
Trouble in Islam paradise.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me kind of give you a little more detail on the background of this. What they did on ballot security is they want to everybody to go to paper backup ballots, like Alabama has.
Right.
You put it in, and you have a paper file copy of what the vote was. So the people who were going to get receive the most money were Democratic states and areas.
Because they don't have the backups already.
They don't have the backups, and they need their voting machines improved on, such as Chicago, Illinois, such as San Francisco and Los Angeles, such as New York, such as New Jersey. So Mitch McConnell saw that the way that they had written it was basically favoring where you're throwing a huge amount of money into some very blue areas that were there, and that's what he basically said. It's up to the state to do it. We give the state money to go do things to help them improve their stuff. It's their decision how they want to improve it, which I think is a pretty. John Merrill knows more about it than Nancy Pelosi does. So I think that's a valid argument. Let me go to a break. Got more on Nancy Cordes. Oh, the Dems' next step after the Mueller hearing / debacle.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month. It's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm not doing my job, am I?
Well, you have multiple jobs.
So. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. And he says 9, and I'm going to give him 9.
All right.
Okay, let's do the drawing, Joey-san.
This is the drawing for
this
the
gonna be good.
$60 gift basket over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. And the winner is Eric.
Eric? Wow. I bet Eric is listening. Eric's a dedicated listener here. Eric, give me a call, 272-9228. I'm going to get you hooked up, my friend, and get you taken care of for your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Okay, so Nancy Cordes is going to be talking about the Dems' next step after the hearing. Listen to this.
So, Nancy, President Trump is also blasting former special counsel Robert Mueller's recent testimony, calling his investigation a coup. Republicans say it's time to move on from the report, but Democrats, they're not ready to give it up yet. So what is their plan?
Well, the consensus among Democrats that we've spoken to, Vlad, is that they need to do more to convince the American people that impeachment might be the way to go. They don't believe that the Mueller hearings moved the needle very much. And so next steps, first, investigating the president's finances, particularly any financial ties to Russia, and possibly going to court to get access to email communications among White House aides to see if they violate any record-keeping laws by using private accounts. Today, Democrats are expected to take legal action to try to force the president's former White House counsel, Don McGahn, to testify about the president pressuring him to fire the special counsel. Democrats believe that that was a clear-cut case of obstruction of justice. They want the American people to hear more about it.
Sounds like they're going to be kind of busy there. Captain John?
Captain John.
Captain John, how are you, Captain?
Hey, Dan, I'm doing just fine. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great. How have you been since I saw you last?
Well, you ain't never seen me. I'm a new fellow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a new guy. I've been living here in Montgomery, probably from Birmingham, about 8 years now, and I've been listening about 4 years or so.
Well, so are you a first-time caller?
Yes, absolutely.
Captain John, give me your month and day of birth and tell me about yourself.
1216. And the year Elvis recorded Hound Dog. So I'm an oldie, man. I'm about almost 61.
Tell me, well, gosh, I'm ancient.
I drive I'm a retired plumber out of Birmingham, but what I do now is I drive a tour bus for I'm mentioning their name, but down here locally in Montgomery area, I've been with them about 3 years, and I drive the 56 passenger tour buses, go up anywhere up East Coast, mainly Virginia, South, that sort of thing.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen when you're driving a tour bus?
Two people in their birthday suits driving down the road.
Did your passengers get a big kick out of that?
Well, they did once I got back on the road. I told them what I saw.
Ah, okay.
So I'm 61 years old. I have six grandchildren, and I like to piddle around on. I have an old boat, old bass boat I work on. I ride motorcycles, fly remote control airplanes.
Man.
Shade tree mechanic, workout, and all that. I'm an ex-smoker. I quit by vaping. I heard that earlier, but once I finally got off the cigarettes good, I quit the vape, too. It was, to be honest, it was a little hard, you know, to get off the vape, but it took me a month or two, but I did it.
Well, outstanding, Captain John. I'm glad that you called in today. I've got your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Have you ever been to Fresh Market?
No.
Wow. Well, we're going to see when we get you hooked up for that. We're going to do that drawing on Wednesday, okay?
That'd be great.
What's on your mind, then? Why'd you call today?
Well, I just wanted to call, and also as well on the internet, I saw where I could have you send me emails, updates on your show every day.
Yeah.
And I have that going.
Good.
And, I used to be an old-time blues singer in Bessemer in Alabama, and play the harmonica. But I like guitars and all that. I can't play. But Stevie Ray Vaughan to you, Joey. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah. Stevie Ray was a big influence on me early.
Yeah, and I wanted to compliment you on some of them today. I heard the guitar. I know that's you putting that on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's my music guy.
Joey, I'll call you sometime on your show, too, if it's okay.
Sure.
Because I have opinions. You know, everybody's got one.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to hear from you.
I'm pretty cool, though, about other things, too, so you'll find out.
Captain John, thanks for the telephone call. Listen in on Wednesday. Let me quickly go to Jeff. Jeff, you have about a minute and 15 seconds.
Minute and 15 seconds. Why are we looking at politicians and lawyers to take Martha Roby's spot when there's businessmen in the district that could probably do a much better job?
Who said we weren't looking at business people?
No, I have somebody in mind I've known for over 30 years. I've worked for him on and off. And I just went through his office and I told him that and did a little tap on his desk. And I said, okay, you're going to think about it. So,
you want to mention a name?
Yeah, I'm not going to mention his name right now. I told him I was going to and he didn't say not to, but I'll let you know Monday.
Okay.
I'll talk to him over the weekend. I think he told me, he just looked at me and said, Jeff, you know my DS meter's down to the floor. I just don't put up with it. I said, exactly. So, he's not the regular politician. He's a businessman. So, if he does it, he'll be pretty good.
I like that. I think...
And he does live in the district.
That's a promising sign. I think getting away from the career politician or the person who's been moving up the ladder is kind of what some people are looking for.
I believe you're right, because I've talked to some people that worked for EMS, and they've had some very rough complaints about Martha Roby, especially when, for instance, one man had a heart attack, and they took him to the VA, he's a veteran, and they asked EMS, why did you bring him here? So this was in Montgomery, so that was just one for instance. I've got plenty of others, you know. So, just like Captain said, everybody's got an opinion.
Jeff, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
I'll talk to you Monday.
Ta-ta. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you. Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great. He's next. Adios.